Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Louisa Harris, Head of Beauty at Debenhams. So excited to have you.
Thank you.
I think I've been in the industry 13 years working brand, but I've never actually worked with you.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
And you've been at Harvey Nichols, yep. House of Fraser, Cult Beauty,
yep.
And now Debs. How did you get into the industry? How many years have you been in the industry as well?
So I guess I've been in the industry since I was about 19, working on the counter. So I started at YSL just as a part-time job at uni. I did fashion at uni. And I just thought, oh, I really like this beauty industry. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I knew I loved like the glamour of the industry. And I've always loved makeup and fragrance. So we actually did a live project at uni with L'Oreal.
Okay.
And I loved it. So I thought, this is what I want to be doing. And eventually a job came up at Harvey Nichols doing admin in beauty. Didn't really know what buying was. I was like, okay, let me just apply for that. And it kind of went from there, really. And I loved it. And I was so lucky to be, you know, exposed to so many brands and so many amazing things. And, you know, even just like helping out with the windows at Harvey Nichols, such an amazing thing to do when you're so young. So that was great. And then I moved on to House of Fraser. And dealt with loads of big brands there and all the stores, and we launched e-commerce, which wasn't really a big thing then. And then I did a stint at QVC for a few years in beauty, which was amazing because such a fast-paced industry, big money, big turnover, big units, big American brands, a truly global brand as well, which was amazing. And then went over to Cult Beauty, which at the time, at the time it was really quite a startup. I remember people being a bit sniffy about me going there thinking, ooh, not sure about that. And I mean, how wrong was everybody? Because what an amazing business that, you know, turned out to be. So I was there for 6 years and loved it. And really, I guess, was in the startup of Cult Beauty. And we had a little townhouse in Farringdon, and you had to have your own key to get in, and the toilet stunk. And I remember Huda coming to visit us once and us being so embarrassed because this was our offices. And, you know, it was amazing. And we launched so many brands and traveled so much. And then obviously THG bought the brand. And, you know, so what an amazing story for Cult Beauty.
Yeah.
And then I met Alex Golding, who's our beauty director, through a friend, and we just really hit it off, and now I'm at Debenhams with her, which is amazing because it's kind of like another startup, really.
Yeah, but that's an amazing like shop floor to head office success story, which I love. And there is a lot, I think, in the industry, but it's just so refreshing to hear.
I would never take away that shop floor industry experience because I learned so much about all the brands as well. Because on a Sunday I'd be there on my own and I'd be helping out with Dior and doing fragrance, and I worked for Lancome at the time, which was amazing, and I still love Lancome to this day. But I just learned so much about all the products, which has helped me so much in my career.
In terms of lots of products,
yes,
how many arrive on your desk every week?
Oh, I would probably say a good, some weeks it's hundreds. But some weeks it's a few brands. You know, we're so lucky in this industry to be gifted so much to try, and I love it, but I could never try everything myself. So I do really, you know, my mum's a great beauty fan, so I get her to trial things for me. Obviously all our team are all really, you know, engaged, and they love trying everything. And then there's lots of stakeholders in the business, like for example our performance manager is a real beauty, you know, she's amazing. So we give her things to try, so feedback's really important to us, and we do try and try everything to make sure what we're bringing on is truly a great brand and product.
In terms of the quantity of products that land on your desk, I'm assuming there are lots of new ones.
Yeah. how do you navigate the process of testing and selecting new brands that you onboard?
I guess there's lots of things. I mean, instantly, I can normally tell with a brand if it's right by the packaging. And not always, because sometimes great brands don't have great packaging. But you can tell as a customer, is that going to attract a customer? Because I'm a customer myself. And I think, so packaging is really important. Then we always look at the socials straight away. Have they got a good following? What is their taste level like on their Instagram? You know, what customer are they attracting? Are they big on TikTok? Obviously, we know TikTok's huge now, and you can really, it can be very unpredictable if you launch a brand and it has a great TikTok trend and you're out of stock immediately. So that's a great indicator of whether something's going to sell, if a product's trending. And then obviously we always ask brands to send us decks with information. So we'll look at the USP of the brand, what are the sustainability credentials. I think LinkedIn's really useful as well. You can look up lots there and see, are they, you know, making noise on LinkedIn? I get a lot of people adding me who are in tech or, you know, things that I'm no expert in. So that could be tricky, but on the whole I find a lot of good articles on LinkedIn. And I think, you know, if you're a new brand starting up, having a good LinkedIn profile, good social profile, you know, press and awareness is so important for us, we know that. So if your brand's being talked about, show that to the buyer, put all of that information in your deck, and that, and that really helps you get noticed, I think.
What are some of the most viral makeup brands that you've seen emerge recently? I'm assuming, you know, if Debenhams already stocking brands, you see a spike in sales. But then when you see a new brand that you don't necessarily stock, what happens? Like, what is the process?
So we are really lucky in our team that we've got some real TikTok savvy guys working in it, which is great because it's new to me, I have to say. I think for us older ones, it doesn't come quite so naturally. But anyway, they're always on it, which is amazing. They are like snuffling in TikTok and finding all the best gems. So recently we saw a lot around Hair Syrup, which is a new brand. Got straight onto the supplier. And to be honest, because some of these brands are really small brands, I think they're so overwhelmed that we're reaching out to them and, you know, and we've just got them set up and ordered ASAP, really, and let's just see where it goes. I think we see, like I said, it's so unpredictable with TikTok, but recently Maybelline had a plum mascara and suddenly I just saw the sales spiking and obviously it was TikTok. We've launched brands like Made by Mitchell, which is, you know, gone crazy on TikTok. That really is a true TikTok brand. Things like rosemary oil for hair as well. A random product for Debenhams, but it's been amazing. And it's all driven by TikTok.
Very cool.
Are
there any brands or products not necessarily stocked by Debs that you've recently fallen in love with and thought, this is so great? It's like outshone anything that you've
definitely tried. I mean, I am really lucky and I do get to try a lot, and I do go into other shops and, you know, try things as well. So one thing I am quite obsessed with at the moment is Hourglass, their Vanish Concealer. It is unbelievable.
I love the tinted moisturiser.
I do love the whole brand, I have to say. It's really good, but I am quite a staunch Tarte Shape Tape girl. I love it. But Hourglass just seems to glide in and it's almost like you've had some kind of treatment under your eye. It's amazing. I feel like it fills in the cracks without being too heavy. The other thing I tried the other day, which is not new at all, I can't believe I've slept on this product, but Estee Lauder Daywear Tint. So I was talking to Sophie Habu, who's one of our ambassadors actually, and she said she loved it. So I thought, I'm going to try it. And it's SPF 50. It goes on like a moisturiser clear and it just adapts to your skin tone. It's got that lovely like cucumber smell of the Lauder products, and it just gives you a really nice tint, so you don't look quite so.
So something for the school run in the
school
morning.
School run. I literally put it on before I go out to nursery, and I don't feel quite so like pale and pasty.
Which brings me to my next question: You're a full-time working mother to a beautiful boy. How do you relax at the end of the day after you've done the drop-off, the commute, the pick-up, the bedtime, the bath time?
Oh, it's funny because me and my boss were talking about this yesterday. It is a lot, isn't it? Being
a
working parent is a lot. And she said to me, what would you say if someone said, can you have it all? And I'd say, I think you have to make compromises. And probably my compromises are things like, you know, going to the gym in the evening or having a tidy house all the time. But you do have to relax. So for me, I do like to do a class if I can. If not, I love to have like a bath and put my candles on. At the moment, I'm quite a candle fiend. At the moment, I'm burning Control and Chaos, which is a new brand.
that my old boss from Cult Beauty has developed. Amazing. Okay. She's founded her own brand. Yeah. Okay. And it's called, my favorite is Paranoia and Peppercorn, I think it's called.
Need to try that.
Yes, it's like a juxtaposition of scents. So I love a candle, put my candles on, and I have to say, I love to switch off with a bit of junky TV. So at the moment, I'm on Married at First Sight.
Okay.
And I'm binging it. So that's kind of my switch off in the evening, really.
Well, we need it, and it is tough. And I think we can have it all, but not all at the same time.
Yeah, I think you're right. You can do it all, but you're not, you need to get help. Like, you need someone to help you with the cleaning, or you need...
100%. Yeah. And on that, you know, our industry, these are numbers that I'm just guessing, but it feels like it's 90% women, 10% men.
Yeah.
Do you think our industry could do more to support working mothers?
I really do. And I think retail as a whole is, you know, it's a tough industry. It's long hours. And yeah, I think flexibility is really key.
It's core.
It's core. Absolutely. And there's no reason for companies not to be flexible now. We saw we could do it in COVID.
Yeah.
You know, when I was at Cult Beauty, we had the most amazing time in COVID for sales, and we were all working remotely, and we still managed to pull together gorgeous campaigns and things. It is possible. And I think companies, I know everyone's going back into the office more now, and it's nice. I like it. I love working with my team. But, you know, those sports days, those nursery drop-offs, it's really important, and you don't get it again.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that I've really focused on, is kind of making sure that I do put my son first and have to try and be selfish, because you don't get that time again. And at the end of the day, we love the industry. We love it. We love it. We love it. But we are just... selling lipsticks.
We're not saving lives.
We are not saving lives.
We're making people feel better, but we're not saving
lives. And so you have to do what's important for you.
No, I totally agree. Let's go a bit more personal. Can you share a beauty tip or piece of advice that you've applied and it's stuck with you since you joined the industry?
Yeah, and I would say this came from Caroline Hirons, actually. I mean, I do love the sun. I do.
Yeah, I do too.
But do now always wear SPF on my face, because that is, you know, I do think that is how to maintain that, you know, youthful
SPF
skin.
50?
Yes. So at the moment I'm using a Murad one, and I love Murad as a brand, actually. I love it. I think it's super efficient and well priced for what it is.
Yeah, I agree.
It's really great. And it's just like a little drop, and it almost feels like silk on my skin, and it's an SPF 50. So yeah, I would say that. I'd say the other thing, which I'm not always great at, but drinking loads of water. I get really dark circles under my eyes, and I feel like that really helps flush everything out.
Good night's sleep.
Good night's sleep, water, SPF.
The basic,
all the basics, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
And having a good skincare routine, of course.
And then putting you on the spot.
Yes.
I don't know if you'd be happy to share.
Yep.
What's in your makeup bag? Make it a handbag. Ooh,
I'd love to share.
Thank you.
I've got a few bits, actually. This I've been using.
Okay.
Which I love. It's
L'Oreal.
Like a dry shampoo.
Yeah.
Bit of volume. Smells amazing. Doesn't leave your hair grey.
Okay.
I love that. This is an OG, but I do love it.
Hoola.
Benefit Hoola.
Yeah.
It's one of the only
if it ain't
really...
broke.
Exactly. It's matte. It's a perfect colour for me. I remember Lisa Potter Dixon, their makeup artist at the time, always doing this tip about using the brush, the end of the brush, to put on your eyes.
Yeah, for eyeshadow.
Brilliant. Use it all the time. This I'm loving at the moment. This is Maybelline new mascara. I don't think it's out yet, but it's coming soon.
Okay,
exciting. Got a little exclusive there called Firework.
Okay.
The brush is actually amazing.
So it's for someone who likes a plastic wand versus a brush.
Yeah.
And I'm a brush girl.
Oh, yeah. Right, and you can really, you know, build with that. I love that. This product I've used since I worked on the counter, Lancôme Cils Booster.
So this has been with you?
This has been with me for about 15 years. Yeah, no longer than that, actually. So put that on before your mascara, you see a massive difference. And it's caring as well.
Okay.
One thing I haven't got in my bag, but I do always use, is Revitalash as well. I'm obsessed with Revitalash.
I used that during lockdown, and wow.
Unbelievable. Yeah. The results are insane. So use that every night for lash growth. I'm a massive fragrance person. I'm obsessed with fragrance. Okay. At the moment, I've got, this is Narciso Rodriguez Musk Noir Rose, but I like all the Narciso Rodriguez fragrances. They're amazing.
One more, because I know there's like hundreds of things.
I know, there's a lot. Do you know what? I do love this as well at the moment, Kiko.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just about to launch it at Debenhams.
Very cool.
Didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
The glosses are amazing. This is a plumping one, but it is without all the sting.
Okay.
And it's a really nice just lip enhancer, I would say.
And just for our audience, none of the brands, you may have worked with some of them, not all of them, but they haven't paid or you're not sponsored to say.
I'm definitely not sponsored to say any of this. Although some of these things may well have been gifted to me over the years.
Okay.
But I do still buy a lot, I have to say, which is kind of annoying, but I spend a lot of money on beauty still.
Last question then.
Yes.
On your next, I guess, staff discount or payday, what's the next product you've got in your basket?
Okay, so it's sitting in my basket at the moment, actually. So we've just launched Murad, which is one of my all-time favourite skincare brands. So they have a vitamin C serum, vitamin C and glycolic. It's amazing.
Okay.
So that, and then Oskia. I love the brand Oskia.
I've never tried it.
Oh, it's amazing. Try it. Yeah, it's really clever. And they have a tan mist. And I don't generally love fake tan. I mean, I do use it sometimes. But this is like almost like a mist you would have at spa. It smells like a spa. And it just gives you a very slight glow and you don't smell the next day.
Okay.
I've used it for years. It's amazing.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to try it myself.
You've got
I'm going
to
add
it
to my basket as soon as it come off. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for
having
me. It's been
an honour.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.